For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the show today. It's time for Morning's Edition Cliff Notes, fast style. The White House expressed concern and reports that the U.S. military has secretly paid Iraqi newspapers to run pro-American articles written by a special military task force. The plan might have gone undetected if they hadn't run in... Oh, my God. The plan might have gone undetected if they hadn't run that story about Bush winning the Boston Marathon. The task force said writing the articles was easy. They just went through old Iraqi newspaper articles and substituted Bush for Saddam. President Bush has been summoned for jury duty in Texas County, where his Crawford Ranch is located. State District Judge Ralph Strother told the Waco Tribune Herald he expected to get a response about the summons, but didn't expect Bush to report for duty, adding, reporting for duty has always been a sore point for George Bush. Did I even pick that joke?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God. A man pleaded guilty to trespassing in Seattle in a case in which he admitted entering a neighbor's barn to tape his friend having sex with a horse. His friend was killed in the encounter. The man was despondent over the incident, saying, "My friend is dead. I have a criminal record, and we came in last on America's Funniest Home Videos." The judge decided that his only punishment should be having to walk onto the steps of the courthouse and announce to everyone in his town, "I broke into a barn to videotape my best friend having sex with a horse, and then he died. I'm really sorry." Phrase of the day, just working in the conversation. Iraqi forces primarily led the assault on the city of Tal Afar. Wake up, sheeple. They led the assault the same way Bush led the assault. From the back.